In yesterday's hearing at the legislature, Secretary Vosh appeared perfectly composed but contrite before state lawmakers.
I deeply apologize for the impact that this has caused to the citizens of the state. First and foremost, I firmly believe as secretary that it is my obligation to ensure that the children and the families we serve receive their health care and their needs to be met in a protected and secure environment.
Vosh told legislators that her department is moving quickly to issue new ID numbers to the children qualifying for Medicaid who didn't receive their cards. She stressed that Social Security numbers are not included and that children's access to care wasn't affected. Vosh blamed that mishap on human error. But in general, she says, her department has encountered major hurdles from day one of this administration.
We were faced when we arrived with two huge IT projects that were underway that the state had already invested tens of millions of dollars to develop. We had a hard deadline to meet the deliverables of the Affordable Care Act, and we had a Medicaid system that was not working for the people that it served.
One of those huge IT projects Vosh referred to is called NCFAST. It's used to process food stamp claims and eligibility. Federal and state data show a backlog of around 30,000 families who waited longer than a month to receive those benefits. In December, the U.S. Department of Agriculture issued a letter to the state health department threatening to cut funding for food stamps unless the problem was resolved. Vosh says DHHS won't let that happen.
We are working very closely with our county partners, and I thank them for their hard work. We have been very transparent about our challenges in NCFAST. We have been in constant communication with our county DSS directors.
Vosh and other DHHS officials have said that county social services workers have been overloaded, and that's part of the reason why benefits aren't being processed as quickly. They say they're working to help counties handle the backlog. However, lawmakers were skeptical, asking why they didn't hear about the USDA's warning letter until a Charlotte TV station aired a story about it. Democratic Senator Floyd McKissick is from Durham.
I'm trying to understand why no one within the agency came back to us to tell us that this was a red flag that had come up that needed to be resolved expeditiously, so that we didn't have to find out about it through some source other than your agency.
Vosh replied that her department has been in continuous touch with the USDA about the issue and that DHHS sent out copies of that letter to county social service agencies. Another health official explained he thinks as many as half of the food stamp recipients who are listed in the official numbers may be duplicates because of the system's complications. Senate Minority Leader Martin Nesbitt of Asheville asked why someone hadn't figured that out before and fixed it.
I was absolutely startled when I heard the explanation that the numbers that we've been sending to USDA, up to half of them are duplicates. That isn't rocket science. That's not hard. You look and see if the same name's in there twice.
Nesbitt says he finds it strange that no one has even looked yet, but someone will have to fix glitches like this. NCFAST isn't just used to process food stamp benefits. It's also intended for a variety of other benefit programs that low-income North Carolinians depend on. Jessica Jones, North Carolina Public Radio, WUNC.